Get a facial, get a manicure, get a pedicure. There's no shame in that.
Nah, I love pedicures. I'm gonna say it with my chest. I don't get manicures, but I get pedicures. I said, yep, you heard it. What? Edward gets pedicures. Yep, I get
pedicures.
I've
never had a pedicure in my life, you know.
Yeah, game changer. Honestly, game changer. Obviously, don't get the toenails colored and anything. Obviously, not.
No.
I'm telling you, Solo.
Game changer.
It's
you know?
Game changing. Game changer. I'm telling you. When you're done with that, I'm telling you, like you're walking on air. I'm telling you.
What did you do?
Bonkai. Senbon Sakura. Kageyoshi. Welcome anime fans to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening, hope you enjoy, let's start the show. And so this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. Anywho.
No, that's not anywho, that was good. Round of applause.
Oh, thanks, Solo, I really appreciate it.
There's no shade. There's nothing.
And you know what? Thanks, Solo.
No laughing. That was good.
Oh wow!
Good.
Thank you so much. You know what, Solo? That ties into the song when I was just going about to say, "War is over," because you know we're not warring. We're not warring today, you know, as you can tell now. Solo doesn't usually give me compliments. So, you know, the war is just for today. You know how in D-Day when the Germans and the English would play football?
Over Christmas. Christmas. Yeah.
Then after they'll go back to war. So don't worry, guys.
That? You're playing. That is crazy. You though. Not make someone and then that guy's like, I'm going to kill him tomorrow.
I'm a killer tomorrow.
Do a flip flap.
Everyone, all the Germans like, oh, he got him. And then the English guy's like, oh, or vice versa. But yeah, that is crazy. But yeah, the war is over for today on Christmas Day. As me and Solo call a truce. Don't worry.
Truce.
We will be back at tearing each other apart in the other episodes. But today, no. Today's very mellow. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Weebmas, as it were.
Oh, Merry Weebmas. Okay. Quick question. Favorite Christmas song?
Yes. Anime or just general?
No, just general. Favorite Christmas song.
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, sir. Because you know what? I was going to leave this to the end, but you know.
Go on then. I teed you up for this. Go on then. Have it. Have your way. Go.
Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song.
Which one is that one?
I'm glad you asked, Solo. I'm glad you asked.
I brought that on myself, didn't I? Sorry. Go on. Sorry, listeners. Let's go. Go on then.
All right.
Girlfriend. You know. Clear your throat.
Anyway. Let me clear my throat. No. Anyway. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. You know what?
That's a good Yuletide carol.
Mm-hmm. Being sung by a choir.
Yes.
And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
Okay.
A turkey and some mistletoes.
Go on.
Anyway, you know what?
That's a good one.
I did a Weebmas song, you know. So instead of chestnuts, I was like, ramen roasting on an open fire. Aikoji's dancing on the snow. What was the other thing? So they know that Sasuke's on his way. He's got lots and lots of Sharingans on his sleigh.
Why has he just got eyeballs on his sleigh? Dishing out eyeballs, bloody eyeballs. He's looted from Danzo's body. He's just made, eyeball for you, and then eyeball for you. And then eyeball for you.
And every big mama's child is gonna spy to see if a chopper really knows how to fly.
Oh,
and so I'm offering the simple phrase from Weeps 1-1 to 92.
Wow, okay.
Although it's been said many times, many ways. Very merry Weebmas.
Okay, look, he's in his bag. He's in his bag. You.
Woo! Oh, there we go. Yep. Give it to me.
Well done. I don't even want to sing my one now. It's cool.
I just made it up, but you know, it's all good.
No, it's good. It's good. That's nice.
But yes, that is mine. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Last Christmas.
I knew it. The very first day you took it away. This gift. I do it for someone special.
That song is a banger.
It is, to be honest. That song. It really is.
And it's a sad song as well. Like,
I know.
It's a breakup song.
That's why I knew you would like it, because you good, like man. These sad stuff.
I really like it. It's good. Wham.
Yeah, Wham. It's a great song.
Great song.
For everyone outside of the UK, you're probably thinking, what are these guys singing? But they are great songs, I promise. Oh, well, maybe obviously Nat King Cole was from
US.
America.
Yeah, to US.
But in terms of like, yeah, the first one as well with the... what was my first song? I can't remember who sang that song, actually.
Didn't you just say Nat King Cole?
No. The one before that where I said, Warren.
Oh, I had no idea.
I can't remember who it was. But that's a good song as well. And so this is Christmas. But anyway, yes, moving on to the next segment. So thank you guys so much. Honestly, this year has been great and we really appreciate it. I just wanted to start the episode with a super light. Agent Smith, who sent us a reaction to the What If episode. So before we go into it, just listen to this.
Yeah. So I'm listening to your What If episode, yeah. And you lot talking about spreading the good news of One Piece, yeah. And just, it's giving me wild flashbacks to when I was a kid, yeah. Because my mum was a Jehovah Witness, innit? So we had to go and do the door-to-door preaching and all that kind of stuff. And what you guys are saying hit the nail in the head. Literally, the flashbacks that I got from that. But you know what, yeah? It's a worthy cause. One Piece is a worthy cause to do that, yeah. I have been that guy. But you know what? I'll tell you this, yeah. I'm at the stage now where, listen, I will offer you this good food. And if you do not want this good food, then I will take the good food and I will continue to eat the good food. I'm at that stage now where I don't even have time to convince you anymore. Like, if you don't know what a good thing is, you don't know what a good thing is. And I'm just going to enjoy it. You know what I mean? So that's where I stand with it when it comes to convincing people of these things. But yeah, man, trust me, because I've been having a war to get my older brother to watch One Piece. He just can't take the drawings too seriously. And I'm just like, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that, man. But yeah, it's a big turn off for him. Same with Code Geass as well. I told him about Code Geass and I was like, listen, trust me. But he's just like, nah, it looks like some, you know, cosplay.
Okay, so that was the reaction. And you know what?
It's the truth. It's the truth. Anytime you have a One Piece fan, we're all like this.
Yeah, it's true,
don't want to say it, but I'll say it. It's cultish. It is what it is. But he's man. You know what he's done? My friend, you've elevated. Okay. you have elevated above all where you don't even care whether or not people join the club or not. You just want to enjoy.
He says good food. It's true. It is good. You can eat the food or I'll take the food. You know, one of those ones, you know.
No, it's like, you know, when
you want to talk about it though. You want to talk about it.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, you know, it's Christmas. Sometimes, you know, there's nice food. There's, you know, potatoes, turkey, all that stuff. Sometimes you're like, oh, someone's like, oh, that's, I don't want, no, all right, I'll take it. All right. You sure you don't want it? All right, cool. And, you know, it's just one of those ones where you try and not let them have it. Obviously, in this case, you want people to watch One Piece. But hey, if you don't want to watch it, I'll gladly consume all the food and the tasty treats. So it is what it is.
We're talking of food, you know what my approach is to sharing foods? Like, at those, like, these, obviously, I've come from a very big
family. We know you don't share because of your last story of your brother, but go on.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay.
So basically, to context people, Sola's mom asked him to share, what was it?
Easter egg.
and Solo, so mean. What did you do? Licked it or you threw it on the floor? I can't remember, actually.
I licked it and then I think it dropped in the puddle. Like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
I
yeah, that was
no,
it.
No, I think I licked it. Did I lick it? No, I licked it and sneezed on it.
But yeah, sorry, you were saying
survival of the fittest.
You're saying about your story.
What story now? I forgot it now.
You said, because obviously you were saying that you have a story about sharing food.
Oh, yeah. So, come Christmas, I come from a big family, okay? Like, massive family. Our pre-COVID were like 40 plus people. So that big, right? And we all squeeze into one person's house and it's great. It is really fun. But when it comes to sharing food, there's two ways, all right? There's two methods. Either you get in early and you pile your plate with everything you want. And even if you have to warm that food five times, you warm your food five times because you know that there's no chance. Or what I like to do is I take what I need, be polite, let everyone else get their fill. And then once I'm like, look around, make sure everyone's had their, at least everyone's had seconds. Let's be nice. Take the whole plate. Or I walk into the where all the food is laid out on the table and I announce, I'm going to take this food. If anybody wants anything, I suggest you come and take this now. And I wait about 2 minutes. If no one comes,
you're very graceful. Yeah,
I take everything. Well, you know, but that's when you know when like I just take the whole plate with me, and I just go to my corner and I eat my food.
Oh, so when you say whole plate, do you mean all the different
like the serving plate? You know, like you got like a big.
Oh, you take all the serving plate.
I take the serving plate. So I put my plate down and take the whole serving plate. It's mine now. I gave you your chance.
So what's on the serving plate? Like all the food or is it
you know like on the serving plate where you get like, I don't know, like there's like 20 pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
I let everyone take their pool and if there's like four left, I'm taking all four. I'm taking the whole plate.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, I'm more of the first action where I get, as soon as they say the food's ready, then I just
You're running down the stairs.
I take as much as I can because I know there'll still be enough. Maybe not enough, but there will be some. As opposed to, you know, waiting for everyone. Because, you know, there's sometimes where I did this actually. What was it? I did this actually last Christmas. So I took that second approach. And, you know, I love stuffing. Love stuffing, right? So I took some first time I took some stuffing. It was like, it was nice. It was okay. But I didn't take as much as I wanted to. Because, again, I wanted people to. But to be honest, I'd say that wasn't that many people in last Christmas. Mm-hmm. But still, my mum just made enough for amount. It was still within the COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
And I took some stuff in and I left. I didn't take as much as I wanted to because I thought, you know, there'll be second rounds and, you know, and then by the time I went to get the second stuff in or second round, all finished. And you know when you're looking forward to something,
that's your problem. If you're gonna take the first approach, pile your plate.
That's what I said. I should have. That's why I do it now. You know, I used to do that. Last Christmas, I didn't.
You missed out.
I missed out, man. Because and there was also another time. This was ages ago. Potatoes. I loved, like, you know, those Maris Piper potatoes. Oh, nice
okay.
And warm
complete with the type of potato. Okay.
Man. I love those.
Maris Piper.
If you're in the US, try and see if you can find some, or wherever else you are in the world, listen to in 140 countries.
Plug there. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Nice plug. You know,
We are an international podcast. You know, I know we're British, but as we know, you've heard it through.
We international, baby.
You've heard it through. I've spoken so many languages, very badly, but I have spoken very languages, from Punjab to French to.
Don't start
some
this,
Chinese.
Okay?
I know, I'm not.
We international. Carry on.
Mina! That means everyone, by the way, in Japanese. But yeah, a couple of years ago, potatoes. And yeah, I missed out again. I took like three just to be conservative.
You took three potatoes? No. Three? No, you messed up big
what
time.
What am I supposed to take? Like 10? There was only like at 20
least,
on the plate.
At least six.
At least
six. You have three potatoes for everyone, and then you divide that. You look at how many people are in the room.
And you look at
how many potatoes on the plate.
Doing mathematical.
And then you mathematically divide it up and say, and if everyone's supposed to have three, everyone's supposed to have four, you give them three and then you take the remainder.
You know who Solo is? Before the food gets announced, you know, he just dashes into the kitchen like he's going to get a drink, observes plates
help,
and stuff
Mom?
Like that.
Mom,
Want me to serve just
anything?
To see, you know, okay, there's this much, there's this
I'm
many
the guy
people.
That's lifting up the foil on the plates to see what's underneath each one. What's in here? Okay, all right. Okay, it's a bit of plantain. Okay, all right. A bit of turkey. Okay, okay. A bit of this. But the thing is, that doesn't work because I get told off if I try to do that. Even at this age, I get told off by my mom.
You can be 99 and you still get told off, man.
Yeah, straight up. My mom still looks at me sometimes because, what are you wearing? I'm like, Mom, fine. Nah. All the typical thing, you need to shave off your beard.
It's looking a bit scruffy.
Why don't you just be clean shaven? It's like, Mom, please, I'll look like 12. What's wrong with that? Mom, no.
Oh man, I'm sure every man can relate to that. But yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Agent Smith, for that. We really, really appreciate it. We really appreciate the voice note. Your Amazon voucher is on the way. And yeah, please, as we have done with Agent Smith, send in your voice notes. We'd love to hear from you regarding this episode or other episodes. There's always a call to action. So yeah, we'd love to hear it. So thank you so much. Great Christmas gift to us. Solo, so speaking of like Christmas dinners, I know we took a massive tangent there, but obviously from the dinner, I don't know how your household works, but we usually have dinner before presents. Is yours the same or?
Nah, reverse, presents first.
Oh really, presents first.
You better rip open enough. Them paper, rip it open.
Okay, speaking of presents then, if those two anime characters you could give a present to, who would they be and why?
Good question. Oh, that's a good question.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know why. I honestly have no reason. But the first person that popped into mind was Usopp.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And maybe because I think that he would be appreciative. I think it would just be just nice and appreciative. And
what would you give him? Do you know? Maybe a better slingshot? I don't know.
Nah, just give him some new clothes. Just chilled.
Fair enough.
Just new clothes. He would appreciate it. Just a little bit chin up. I know you're on a crew that's kind of wild at times. So just stay in there, my friend. Here's some clothes. Think of me when you wear them. That's it. The other person
has to be from a different anime now.
Of course. I'd give Jotaro Joestar or give him a hug.
Because
he needs it. Okay, he's too grumpy. He needs to lighten up. He's living like he's a 50-year-old in an 18-year-old's body. He needs to chill out.
Sounds familiar.
He needs to relax.
Sounds familiar, Solo.
He needs to relax.
I say that because he sounds like Solo.
just needs to be a love, you know? Just be a love and just relaxation. You know what I'd buy Jotaro? I'd buy him a spa day, a spa package.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Buy him a spa package. Yeah. Go and keep, you know, all that tension you got in your back with wearing that, you know, all those, that same uniform in the desert. Just chill out. Relax. You've been fighting Dio Brando. You know, relax a little bit, my friend. Get your pores cleared up. You know? That's why. Get a facial, get a manicure, get a pedicure. There's no shame in that.
Nah, I love pedicures. I'm going to say it with my chest. I don't get manicures, but I get pedicures. I said, yep, you heard it. What? Edward gets pedicures. Yep, I get
pedicures.
I've
never had a pedicure in my life, you know.
Nah, game changer, honestly. Game changer. Obviously, don't get the toenails colored and anything. Obviously not. I'm telling you, Solo.
Game changer, you know.
Game changer. I'm telling you. When you're done with that, I'm telling you, like, you're walking on air. I'm telling you.
What did you do?
I am telling you.
Is that the one where they, like, give you the foot massage and then they're filing down your toenails, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, all that stuff. All that, because, yeah, I started doing it because, obviously, I worked in media and the girls were all going to, do their nails and blah.
Just part of the perks.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to go and do my manicure. The guy was like, well, let's just get pedicures then. I was like, all right then. Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, inside, like, this is the greatest thing that's happened to me.
Oh, mate. Oh, it was amazing. And since then, I get a pedicure. Well, before COVID was here, I used to get it every quarter.
Wow.
Mate, game changer. Game changer. When I say quarter, it means every 4 months.
Quarter, oh my gosh.
I am telling you, Solo. That's funny. It is incredible. Game changer. And because I used to do Taekwondo, so my feet were jacked up.
Your feet were finished. Kicking trees and all of that stuff as well back in the day. Finished.
Oh gosh. So yeah, honestly, I would recommend any man listening to this, try a pedicure. Just try it once, Solo. Try it.
That is funny. Yeah,
try
funny.
It. Honestly,
I'm not
try
adverse
it.
To it. I just never even considered it.
I'm surprised. Your feet must look like the hobbits, then. I'm serious. All that dead skin. Yuck. All that dead skin.
I keep my feet very moisturized. Okay.
Oh, whatever, every man. Day. Still, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Gosh, that
remember, your feet are the first connection from when you sleep to getting up. The first connection to the earth. You got to
look after them bad boys.
Look after your feet, you know? That's how you feel the world through your feet.
I'm going to get a pedicure and then report back on the podcast.
Yeah, about my first experience
getting a pedicure. I'll get a Groupon for a pedicure.
Oh,
70%
mate.
Off. I'll get that.
70% off. But fair enough. Now, you're going to ask me what?
Yeah, who would you get? Who would you get?
Namisman Ramejuan. He fell right into that. Oh man, no.
You got me.
I did.
You got me. I thought that was long dead and you surprised, you revived it and finished. That was a fatality. Mate. You got me.
I was
not even expecting that in the slightest.
Flawless victory. Fatality.
Even the way you said, what were you gonna ask me? What was he gonna ask me again? He sounded so light and so genuine. I was like, okay, this guy just forgot what I said. Okay, we could do better. Okay, all right.
Do you know what? I was gonna be funny and say Goku because he needs a better personality, but you know, you can't really buy someone a personality. But anyway,
that was terrible.
I know
that was terrible.
It really was. In terms of who I would get a present, so do you know who I wouldn't, first of all? Orochi from One Piece.
Oh,
he's so bad.
Orochi? Oh, yeah, you're finally up there now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
start talking about Wano now. Nice.
Yeah, I've been up there. I've been up there. But yeah, he's someone I would never get. But yeah, I wouldn't go into that. But yeah, so in terms of me, I would get Tiger from Toradora. I'll probably get her and her mum like a getaway vacation.
Like those two characters, don't you?
No, it's just that her story is
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I remember that one. I remember you saying that that really got to you. So I know you like that
it
story.
It did, man. Okay. It really did. Like, yeah, it's so sad. But she would definitely be someone like, you know, here, you and your mum, you know, you've suffered.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Take this.
Look at that. Look at you. You've got the Christmas spirit in there.
Christmas spirit.
Look,
you know, no Scrooge is here. You know what? You know, Solo was a Scrooge last year. You know, you're changing your ways too.
Yeah, no,
Christmas
for 24
miracles
hours. Okay. 24 hours. Just to stop you, right? Christmas miracles, dude. Let me stop you right there. 24 hours.
Exactly. 24 hours. And then my next one. I would probably get Trunks a better father. No, I would probably get... Or maybe Gohan. No. Nah, like,
yo, where's my dad? Have you seen the trailer for the new Dragon Ball Z film?
No, I haven't. Have I have.
It's been out for a while now. So yeah, I have.
My cousin sent it to me. Yeah, okay. It's all right. I didn't look all that to me, but yeah.
I've had this little quick side note. So look, tell me what you think about this. Because I was speaking to one of my friends, all right? Mm-hmm. And we were having a discussion about whether or not Dragon Ball Z should kind of just stop and just let the new people have their time to shine. Like, is it enough now? Like, do we need more Dragon Ball Z? Or can we just kind of let it lie?
Do I need more air to breathe?
Okay, fine. Yeah, I forgot who I'm talking to. All right, never mind.
No, you know what? I hear your point. I see your point. You know, let it be, as it were. Let it be.
Yeah.
Let it be.
I mean, they dodged the bullet with Dragon Ball GT. They dodged a massive bullet. They somehow managed to redeem themselves. They came up with Super. All right. Well, I don't know. I think they should just stop now.
It's a money-making machine. It's like Pokemon. It's just money.
It's never going to stop.
Can you imagine Dragon Ball, the last... come on, man. How many years has it been out?
It was like that for years until Dragon Ball Kai was announced.
But that's why it came... I can't remember where I saw this, but there was a news article saying when Dragon Ball Super was... at first announced, Japan's economy went up in terms of...
Oh, come on.
It's GDP. I'm not lying.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not lying. I can't remember what it was, but what's it called? GDP or not? It can't be GDP. That's the thing. But just more so in terms of the circular economy, in terms of cash flows, something happened. I can't remember the specifics.
Basically, Dragon Ball Z.
But Dragon Ball Z, Super, when Super was announced, I'm not even going to lie. I'll find the article and put it in the show notes. Maybe it was a troll, but... I was shocked. Like, literally, Super is how massive the brand is. Okay. That, and think about it. We're in 2021 now, right? Think about when we were in when we were watching Dragon Ball Z, and all those people who are maybe our age now were probably thinking, "Oh, why is it still going on? Why is there Z? Dragon Ball was the best." It's just going to keep going, man. It's honestly just going to keep going.
You think so? I don't want it to. Because it'll become too much of a money-making machine. Like, I kind of wanted to... I mean, if they do...
How is it affecting your life, Solo?
It's not, because I just don't watch it. So, it's
so why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining. I was just like, it's an interesting thought, though, right?
Fair enough. I mean, there's a lot of animes where, you know, it starts and it finishes. But, yeah, it's like Pokemon, man. I just can't see it happening. I know,
Pokemon definitely ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. Nope. No way.
That's like saying, you know what, we're making a lot of money, guys, but you know what, let's stop now. Let's just get slapped. Like,
I don't think I want the money.
Fire him now.
I don't want the money no more.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine?
I just want to just relax.
Peace. Kumbaya and all that.
I just want peace. I don't want money.
Man, that is such a cash cow. To be honest, that's why I think they mentioned, because I think it creates jobs.
Of course it will. Like, yeah, because if you're going to do a new show or new anything. New show,
voice acting, merchandise, all this stuff, man. It's a whole entity in itself. I just don't see it going away. Honestly, don't see it going away. But good side note. Good question. Maybe we can explore that later in another episode. And yeah, sorry, my next person, I'll probably just get... I mentioned my first one from Toradora. I'm trying to find... Because I'm trying to get out of Shonen.
You got two people right there.
What?
Toradora, that's two people.
Yeah, and that's one same anime, though. But I wanted to say also... Maybe Chopper from One Piece, just get him a blanket.
Why? He's a reindeer.
He sleeps outside, I don't know.
He's a reindeer, he's got fur. Why you can give him a blanket for?
Oh, man, no, actually get Brooke a new guitar. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as good as yours.
No, it's not. It's not. You just clutched at something and just ran with it, didn't you?
Yeah. It's funny because it was my question as well.
Exactly. I should have thought of something.
Yeah. I should have, you know. So yeah, Solo, in terms of our actual podcast, so we've had a great year. And I wanted to ask you some questions. We'll see whether you've been paying attention.
All right.
Huh? Okay. Yeah. So, as you know, when we get guests in, we always have the super quick fire round, right? So, and then we ask different questions. And I chose some questions which were consistent across all the different guests. So firstly is morning, night, Goku, Vegeta, Pokemon versus Digimon, manga, anime, Naruto, Bleach, Lelouch Light, and then K-pop versus hip-hop. Okay. So, which one do you think got more answers for, morning or night?
Morning.
Ah, you're wrong. So you clearly don't listen to this show.
Come on, man.
So morning had three and then night had seven.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Go and listen to the show. And yes, if you are listening and you haven't listened to that guest, please. All of them are amazing episodes. I would definitely recommend the Pokemon of Jason Page and also Shonen Showdown. Those were really, really great episodes, but they're all fire. So definitely go and listen to them if you haven't already. But yeah, night was more. Okay. All right. So Goku or Vegeta, who got more?
Goku.
Yeah, it was quite slow, though. Vegeta had four, Goku had six.
Yeah, no, Goku is always going to have a little bit more. I mean, I prefer Vegeta, but I can see Goku being the key one, obviously. All right, cool.
Okay, then Pokemon or Digimon?
Which Pokemon, one easy, more? Come on, next.
It wasn't actually easy, it was 4-6. So there you go.
Who preferred Digimon?
Quite a few people said Digimon, so, okay, you know.
Fine. Digimon was cool as a kid.
A lot of people think Digimon was better, to be honest. I think
it had cooler character designs.
Yeah.
Or monster designs. Because obviously
I like Pokemon though.
No, but think about it. As a small primary school age kid, seeing what would you rather have? Pikachu going to Raichu? Or having, I don't remember any of the characters, but having some of those Digimon transform into like half dinosaur, half mecha creatures. I mean, that's just cool as a kid. So you can imagine if Digimon came out first, that'd have been wild.
That's a good question. You know, Digimon came first.
Actually, it would have been crazy.
That is mad. And you had the Digimon watches and everything.
Digimon watches, Tamagotchi, yeah, all of those type of things.
Oh, mate,
the games.
Yeah, I know Digimon probably had a better story, that I would say, but I still.
And also, but Pokemon could capitalize. They capitalize real quick on like a kind of like a real, like the collectibles and the items and stuff.
Well, Pokemon
like
was a game first, remember?
Oh, was it?
It wasn't. Yeah, it was a game first.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go, Solo. Teaching you every day.
There we go.
Ed, words of wisdom. So then manga or anime, which one do you think had more?
Anime.
Yeah, again, another 4-6. Naruto or Bleach?
Ooh. Oh. I think this was close. I think this was real close. I'm going to say Naruto.
Yes, it was Naruto. And it actually wasn't close. Only two people said Bleach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm not surprised there, though, to be honest. Although the new Bleach is coming out.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Do you think? You've seen the trailer, right?
Yes, I have.
So before we continue, what's your thoughts on the trailer?
I'm looking forward to it. Because I'm looking forward to it. I've always wanted to see. I've wanted to see what just to see the rest of the anime, the manga adapted into an anime. So I'm looking forward to it.
So it's actually following on from the manga, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Hitsuka looks much older though now from the trailer. Or is it just me? Hitsugaya, whatever his name is.
Hitsugaya? It follows on anyway. I'm pretty sure it does. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, I spoke to Chris, who did the Naruto episode of us. He's a massive Bleach fan. He just said, "I don't want to get too gassed yet." He doesn't want to put all his hopes and then get disappointed. So he's reserving judgment till he sees it.
There's a couple of things I didn't like. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I still remember the last episode of Bleach I ever watched. I still remember when you find out who Stark, the number one Espada, is. And I remember you find out his power and I'm like, oh, come on, man. The number one? No, I was disappointed. I just wanted a little bit more. I like the character design. I like his demeanor, everything. I just didn't like the fact he just had guns. It was just kind of just like,
Do you know, I don't even remember my last episode. I
remember because I stopped.
Bleach just kind of faded away for me.
I stopped, yeah.
Yeah, I stopped as well. Okay, fair enough. Lelouch or Light, who do you think they chose? Who do you think they had the most?
Lelouch.
No, it was even. It was sorry. It was Light, sorry.
Oh, okay.
That was a
okay.
scribble. Okay. Lelouch had 3, Light had 4.
Okay. All right, close.
Yeah,
okay.
Very close. And then last the last one, K-pop or hip hop?
Oh, come on, next question. Let's just go. No shade to K-pop, but come on.
No. K-pop had 2, you know, respectable 2. But you know.
Come on.
But we did have some few people who liked K-pop. But yeah, that was it. That was just more so wanted to see how closely Solo was paying attention. Clearly he wasn't.
Excuse me. I got most of them right. What are you talking about?
You missed the, yeah, those were bait ones. Morning Night, you should got that one.
Morning Night. I got the anime related ones. It's in our damn title. But sorry, I didn't get the morning or night one. Okay then. Sorry, boss. But...
Oh gosh. And then in terms of the podcast as well, is there any, I know you've mentioned this, you know what, actually I was listening to the Iskabar episode, mm-hmm. where we talk about the nightclubs, and who we would take into the nightclub. That was so funny, man.
Is that your favorite moment this year? Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't say it was my favorite moment, but it was a good episode. I mean, we had a lot of,
I already know my
moments.
Favorite moment this year. I already know.
All right, go on then, tell me.
Guts the Great. That's my favorite moment this year.
So basically, for people who haven't listened to that, was that the most interesting anime characters?
Yeah.
So we basically, listeners, for those who haven't listened, go and listen to it. It's the top 5 most interesting anime main characters, and we talked about Guts being a motivational story.
Of course,
we'll leave it as that.
Motivational speaker. And he's got his own book called Guts the Great, where he's got the front book. Cover.
I mean, Solo's kind of giving the punchline, but you if you listen to it, it's a funny episode. Definitely go and check that out.
100% my favorite moment this year. Guts the Great. Great is incredible.
favorite moment for me. I said it and I'll say it again. Jason Page, awesome.
Yeah, that was special. The child in me was so happy. The child in me was so happy.
Yeah. For the people who don't know, Jason Page is the person who sang the Pokemon theme song. Great, great guy. Really good, fun episode as well. Yeah. But I mean, there were so many, man. There were so many. Like I said, the what's it called? The club one was funny, where we talked about Light being the guy who's going to be off his head. That's what I mean. That was funny.
That was good. So basically,
that was funny.
We were trying to just suggest. Okay, so if we were gonna, for some reason, Ed got this crazy idea for us to say, okay, if we're gonna go to a club, who would be in your crew to get into the club? And I had Light in mind. And he was the answer for like every question. Go check it out. It's really funny. Ed did some cool stuff with it. That was a funny one. Ed, I like that one actually. Yeah.
That was.
He's the
much.
Most likely to get. He's gonna get thrown out. Light. He's the most likely to get spiked. Light. He's the most one to get drunk and start a fight. Light.
Oh man, that was a funny episode, man. I also enjoyed the anime versus manga. I thought that was a good, really good debate.
With the honorary co-host, Lady T.
That was Solo and Lady T both got annihilated by me.
Oh, stop!
It was 2-1, but I still won.
No, it was not.
2-1, but I still fought for the anime, guys.
Stop it!
I still fought for anime. You know,
you did fight for it. You did fight. You fought well as well. I'll give you that.
Exactly. There you go.
Someone who hasn't read a manga entirely yet, but it's okay. It's cool.
Do you know I'm halfway? This holiday, I'm reading. I'm going to finish all my mangas. I'm going to start. Actually, no.
Go on. It's called accountability, my friends. Go for it. Tell us, all the listeners, what are you going to read over the Christmas period? What are you going to aim to finish?
Vagabond.
Okay, cool.
And then I also wanted to, I know Fire Force apparently has a good manga, so I might try and check that out. And there's a few other mangas that my friend told me about that are not animes that are purely manga on the Shonen app.
Okay.
The Shonen Jump app.
Yeah.
There's one popular one. I can't remember its name, but it's very popular.
Kingdom?
No.
That's one you should watch if you when you get into things. Kingdom's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. Kaiju no 8.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's apparently it's very, very popular. So Kaiju number 8, sorry, not number 8. Okay. Kaiju number 8. So I want to check that out. I heard it's really good. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that over the holidays. And then yeah, another one that was really, really fun as well was obviously Saturday AM. Speaking to Frederick Jones. That was fun. And also, to me, it's all our Black History Month guests were amazing as well. So no, honestly, like, I can't really choose a favorite. Well, I did choose the Pokemon, but there's sometimes I just honestly, and this is no cap, I actually just go back and listen to some episodes and I forget how funny or how insightful we are, you know. So, like,
look at that. Just okay, just, you know, patting yourself just on the back there. Okay,
myself on my back, you know?
Zero humility from Ed. Okay, I'm great. I got this image that you're just listening to yourself in the room, just like, I'm so funny. I am.
Oh yeah, and you know what, actually I went to listen to the hip hop one we did. That was really, you know what, I'll give you your applause there, Solo. That was good.
Thank you.
That Solo actually, you know, sometimes one. Solo doesn't come prepared, but this time he came prepared.
Excuse me, everything's on the top of the dome, bro. top of the dome. Freestyling.
He can say dome because he's bold, guys, so it's all good.
Oh, but woo.
Oh yeah, the Ric Flair woos. The Ric Flair woos as well. Actually, was funny. His Ric Flair woos. Woo! He always does that. Oh,
the
nature
boy Ric Flair.
Oh, the Ric Flair woos. That was funny. Those were funny, man. But no, honestly, there's so many stuff we could mention. But I'm really, really thankful to honestly. It's been a great year. And we have so much coming next year regarding Super Anime Podcast. We're going to be doing some more reviews around classic anime.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing and getting more great, great guests, big, big YouTubers, content creators. So watch this space. The only thing that's missing.
What's that?
Is you. Listeners.
Oh, I thought you were gonna more say interaction me. I was like, oh, what do you need from me, my friend? What do you need? I'm here. What do you need? Okay.
he doesn't know, but he's been replaced on January 1st.
Guys, I'm gonna have another podcast just announced.
Yeah,
now.
Go and start it.
It's called the Amazing Anime Podcast. Spelled with 3 M's. You can find myself Solo and
Amazing.
I've got, exactly. And I've also got a co-host called Ned.
Winter is coming.
So yeah, we could catch us there. We release every Tuesday, same time as Super Anime Podcast. Come join us for the best guests. Mate. You know, just have fun. Just have way more fun than Susan. other one called the we won't name it, but you know, remember Amazing Anime Podcast spelled with 3 M's. Check us out, Solo with Ned. Go for it.
Ned and Solo. Amazing!
I'm trying to keep it kind of under wraps, but I've been pushed. So let's just announce it now, guys. Come
so
over
it's
to my
AAP,
side.
Amazing yeah. Anime Podcast.
Yeah.
App.
Exactly. Our logo will be the reverse of yours. As we say, yeah. Straight up.
What part? What? How?
No. You know, instead of
a star, you're going to put.
I'll put a triangle.
Amazing. Exactly, oh, fair enough, you know. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh,
but,
you're
you know,
looking
we'll
forward
see.
To it. Good night. Well, don't worry.
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
be a guest.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy
man,
to record
really
you as a guest.
It, yeah?
Happy to record you a guest.
No worries,
I mean,
man.
I won't post the show, but I'm happy to have you anyway. This is fine. I just won't post it.
Appreciate that, man.
No, it's
come
fine.
On your,
the episode will never
podcast.
See the light of day. It's okay. No worries.
Oh, man. But no, yeah. So if you need... So if you want to be the new co-host of Super Anime Podcast, you know how to contact us.
Please send your CVs to Super Anime. Hello, Super Anime.
Given that Solo is now starting his new podcast called Amazing. But no, seriously, we want to hear more from you guys, the listeners. Yeah, we really, really appreciate it. Well. Yeah. Get involved. Like, I know some of you do quote on the post, which is a great, but I'd really love to hear more voice notes from you. So, like I said, superanimepodcast.com, hit that orange mic, just send a voice note. Don't be a passive listener, just send one. Anything regarding the episode, like Agent Smith did today, we'd really, really appreciate it. And yeah, there's a voucher in it for you, an Amazon voucher or any voucher that specifically you would like in case there's no Amazon where you are. Because as you don't know, we're listened to in 140 countries around the world.
Flex on them. Flex. Final flex.
It's actually more specifically 142. I want to get to 150, you know, hopefully next year. Obviously, there's 194 countries in the world, so who knows? Maybe by the end of next year,
you want to get them small countries like Madagascar, don't you? You get them
can you imagine?
Can someone go to Madagascar and just download the episode whilst they're
just press play.
Just whilst they're on holiday in Madagascar, or any listeners that are based there, just
that's a good point.
Just help us out. Just download it.
Help us out. Yeah,
we need to get Madagascar as well. Whilst you're in there,
well, that's not really a country, but you know.
Even still, I want to have that on the list. Like, you know, whilst you're protecting the Pope, do the same thing. Download it. One of the guards, maybe. Whilst they're there, whilst the guarding, we're in the Vatican. You know, the Vatican guards. You know, just have when you got. You have put an earpod in. No one can see it.
Put an earpod. Yeah, exactly.
Put an earpod in. It's cool. Let's just get someone.
While
they're
doing Sunday mass, you're just listening to us.
Yeah, exactly. Try not to crack a smile when we're saying that amazing super. Just keep it. You know what I'm saying? There we go.
Yeah, definitely, man. That would be awesome. Madagascar, Vatican City, Guadalupe,
Papua New Guinea. Oh, come on, let's go.
Let's go. What does Alaska count as? Yeah, I think it does.
Just
whilst you're on a ship,
be warm.
You know?
Just be warm. Yeah. Siberia, any country, all these places, any countries. Come on,
we'd love it. Yeah, if you've got any relatives, just send it to them and tell them.
Even if they don't even watch anime, just tell them, just press play. Just I'll send you this link. Press play. Just press play.
We want some good listeners. You know what? Those 140. We still over 120 of those actually listen on a regular basis, which is great.
Wow. Thank you. So, thank all of you. Seriously, all jokes aside, honestly, thank you so much for like all the support that we've got throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's really appreciated. You want to hear more from everyone, really. All our listeners, keep us honest. If we talk crap, tell us we talk crap. We had a couple of those and we love it. Like, it's so funny when people like disagree with us and we can have like a conversation. It's really good. It's really good. So
I got a lot of heat for the Pokemon's the greatest.
Exactly.
Anime.
That was all my fellow people. We won. Okay, that was a win for us there was that blasphemy that from Ed. To say that Pokemon was the best of all time. I thank you all. Let's do it again. There's a few more wild stuff there's a few more wild thoughts that Ed has. When that come around, we'll have like a little separate WhatsApp group. We'll band together and we'll attack him. It's okay.
The amazing podcast is just going to be like a critical review of the super anime.
So this week, did you hear what Ed said?
Some wild stuff. Like, what?
Can you imagine he said that? Okay, cool. Now we're going to go to the most recent post on Instagram. Attack him. Let's go. Spartans.
Yeah, what are your amazing people called? We've got the super lights. What are they called?
Spartans. The amazing Spartans.
Very original.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Super lights. Yeah. Amazing Spartans. If you said who's going to win in a war, the amazing Spartans or the super lights, it's just amazing Spartans.
The super lights are we're stars, mate. We're stars.
I should actually be too. I'm currently a super light, so I have to be very careful. But
you are still under contract for the first of January.
Super lights, of course. Super lights would win, of course.
But no, honestly, yeah. As we mentioned, we'd really, really love to hear from. Yes, the super lights, amazing spot. Yeah, man. This is Super Anime Podcast. So, but we'd really, really love to hear from you guys, the super lights. If you think their name is rubbish, then by all means, just
let's come up with a new name.
Yeah, come up with a new name. Might be a prize with it.
The Super Spartans.
What is it with you and Spartans, man?
Spartans, what is your profession?
Jeez. But as you know, Super Lights fits the whole narrative of the whole kind of, we give energy to you, the star. As you know, I mean, you can go, if you've been listening, actually maybe not, but for those who don't know, you know, the Super Anime Podcast logo is made with an orb, i.e. the energy orb and then the star. For those who don't know, a star takes a lot of energy to be formed. Before, it's just a mass of energy with some different protons and some different particles. I can't remember the specifics, but it takes a lot of energy for a star to actually form. So... I'll give you that, Silla. That was good comedic timing. But yeah, so...
It's like going to a physics lesson. So what happens with the star is obviously sometimes when they die, they go supernova. And that explosion, that actually releases a massive energy. And as you know, energy cannot disappear. It can only change forms. So what happens is that it then collapses in within itself and creates what's called a white black hole, which is the reverse inverse of a white black green hole. And that is what causes the multiverse. Yes.
I'm surprised he actually know about black hole solo. That's actually really good. He's right.
Yeah, of course.
A dead star. It's true.
Completely. Everything I've said is completely factual. It's completely factual. Completely.
Mm.
Yeah. E equals MC, I think, it's not squared. No, it's not squared.
Is it not?
No, there's a new one, which is F equals VC squared. It's a new one. Check it out. Check it out.
Really?
No, that's a lie.
I was like, what? Did the law of physics change in the last century? But obviously you can go into the amazing podcast if you want to hear more about that science stuff. But here at Super Anime Podcast, we just talk about anime and some games sometimes. Actually, there was someone actually who messaged us on Instagram talking about, can we talk more about games? But maybe we will.
There's a couple of games. I'm a big gamer. We're both big gamers. You still need to jump on with our other friend so we can play some Smash Brothers over the Christmas period.
So the thing is, I've got a Switch. Excuses. It's a limited edition.
Excuses. And he doesn't want to open it. He doesn't want to open it. So he doesn't want to break the seal.
You know what those people? Remember Pokemon cards when there was people who were so protective of it?
It's a Switch. You're going to be waiting for them for ages. Let's just play.
That's true.
Crack it open. Crack open the Switch. Let's play. Meanwhile, it's like, yeah, I'll beat everyone. Meanwhile, you haven't even opened your Switch. You haven't even opened.
Solo, don't let me expose you when we went mini golf and you finished behind me. So
yeah, because that wasn't my fault though. Some people cheated.
No one cheated about.
People cheated. They distracted me. They distracted me.
Let's take this, guys. He was ahead of me until the last hole.
People don't need to know that. It's not related to anime or games.
Oh, so okay, let's talk about, you know, Tiger Woods golf, right? So, there you go. There's a game for you.
Gosh.
But yeah, now, honestly, we've had so much fun this year. And yeah, we will hope to continue it. Share it with a friend if you haven't already. We'd really, really appreciate it. But other than that, thank you. Please get involved. We really, really appreciate your views as well. Thank you so much. Have a merry Weebmas wherever you are. Take care. Happy New Year. And see you next time.
Winter is coming.
Amazing! Hey Super Family, as always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with 3 U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with 3 U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.